This episode of Bear Podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you, and ebearshome.com. Okay, here we go. Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 194. Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I just came from TBRU last weekend. Yeah, really fresh. And I did it right this time, okay? I arrived there Thursday night and left Monday morning. And because before, I used to do it, you know, arrive there Friday night and leave Sunday morning, and I missed a lot, especially the gathering at the Hidden Door. And it's really fun because I got to hang out with Jason from B-Talk and Woofer and everybody else. Oh, Saturday when we were recording, probably you may have heard the background from episode 193. There were so many people from downstairs from the lobby because they're having a live journal meet. So there was a lot. I think there were about 150. I'm not so sure about the number. There's a lot of people who came there. And it was fun. It was great. It's good to see LiveJournal people and the people I've known before outside LiveJournal, and also some people that I know here in Houston. And I would like to do a special shout out to Tony and Hunter. And Tony was able to help me out. He's Cubsis on LiveJournal. Thank you very much, Tony, for helping me out on the video on. Video for the contest last Saturday contest at TBRU. So thank you very much and really appreciate it. Okay, so what do we have in the show? We have Jason from B-Talk. Yeah, we were able to podcast at the hotel. Yeah, right before the LiveJournal meet and greet. Also, we have Stephen and Elias from ebearshome.com. Okay, so stick around and enjoy the show.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Welcome everyone to the Jason Show.
It's all about Jason.
It's the Jason Show.
It is all about Jason. I'm glad you guys know this.
Okay, everyone, this is Nard, and we have Ray here also. And joining us is Jason from B-Talk.
I am here.
In
the house.
In the house.
Okay.
Competition shit. Whatever. Like, we're the ones from the north. You're from the south. We'll win the war. You won't. Banish slavery and call it a deal. I don't know.
How was your trip coming here to Texas?
It was really good. Okay. You know, I got in on Thursday and thankfully missed the snowstorm that came on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Evidently, my roommate had 6 inches of snow to deal with. I was dealing with 6 inches of something else.
Oh, nice.
No, I wasn't. I wish I would have been.
I wish. Let me see.
I was actually
only four, right?
Right. I know, it was unfortunate, but No, I got in on Thursday and I had a really good time so far.
Oh, good.
So far it's been great.
This is not your first TBRU.
No, I came here 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was my 30th birthday, and that didn't go so well because I wasn't prepared for the being 30 thing. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I saw your picture with Shannon, I think, in the Bear Film site. Something that's, I was there too. You know.
On the Bear Film site?
Yes.
What?
Yes, you have a picture there.
No, that's where you're wrong.
Really?
Really. Sorry.
Oh, I have to check again because I know Shannon was like, oh, Shannon and Jason are here.
No, yeah. Jeff is on the Bear Film site, I think. No,
I'm talking about
Bear.
I'm talking about events. You know, it's not it's not the nude part. No.
I was like, that's not me.
Jeff. That's,
that's my roommate, Jeff. Okay. He does that.
All right. Oh.
So you went in that bears that squeal like pigs?
What?
You went in the movie Bear Squeals Like
Squeals? I was in the background. Okay. I was in the bushes.
Okay.
Actually, I was just, you know, observing fluffing.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of my take on
it. What happened to that? You were 5 in B-Talk, and then now you're 4. What happened?
Jeff actually had to, he's a lawyer. mm-hmm. and he had to, like, when he moved, he didn't, something happened with the bar, and so he didn't, he wasn't a member of the bar in Minnesota, mm-hmm. and so to practice in Minnesota, he had to take the bar exam, and in order to do that, yeah, and so there was, like, this process of doing that. Then once he passed the bar, like, the job market is really terrible for lawyers in Minneapolis, so he ended up quitting his day job to take a night job so he could volunteer at a law firm, mm-hmm. so he could try and get a foot in the door, because he didn't really know anybody.
So
and it's worked out pretty well for him. So
okay.
So that's why he left.
Oh, he had to go, but okay.
Yeah. Because he took on a night job, and then we record at night.
When do you usually record?
Well, we used to record on Tuesdays, and now we do Thursdays.
Oh, Thursday nights.
Very
okay.
exciting. We do Thursdays, and then supposedly if Shannon gets off his ass...
hey, Shannon, if you're listening
Shannon,
to this.
the show should be posted by Friday.
Uh-huh.
Should be.
Yeah. We do it on either Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, because it depends on Ray's schedule, too. Mm-hmm. And
if Maynard's in town, that's the other big one.
Yeah. That's the problem. I'm usually out of town, go to New Orleans, meet my partner, so...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where else are you traveling these days?
Let me see. Well, I was in New York. Oh, I should tell you. I saw Ricky.
Yeah?
At the at the subway.
For, like, a couple years.
No, I'm talking about Ricky from Project Runway.
Oh! Okay. Oh, that Ricky.
That okay. Ricky.
You saw Ricky.
Yeah, he was.
Did you
we
see
were in New York.
Him?
No, he was far away. We were trying to chase him.
Was he wearing a crazy hat?
Yes, he was. That's why
was
we recognized him. No, he wasn't.
No. Man, you're a chaser.
Yeah.
You're a Ricky chaser. That's funny. I wouldn't have guessed he was your
I wanted to grab his hat on the way to the subway and then run away with the Ricky's
that
hat.
That would be hilarious. Oh, my God. I would love to meet any of those people, actually. I love Project Runway. And are you watching Top Chef?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Like I
what's
said,
wrong
we are
you?
More sci-fi.
Yeah.
We are the sci-fi gays.
Yeah.
You're the...
We are the cool gays.
The cool gays.
If they do America's Next Top Sci-Fi Geek or something, we'd be there.
I think we're the, like,
we'd
gay
actually probably
gays.
Try to participate.
Okay. Yeah. It's sci-fi. Yeah. Sci-fi is where it's at.
Sci-fi.
Shannon loves the sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, so you have a bond.
We can geek out, either music or geek.
I can't. I love music and I like sci-fi movies and stuff, but like that whole more comics, I guess. I like superhero comic stuff more than sci-fi, pure sci-fi.
Yeah, I hear you guys talk about heroes and stuff. Well, aside from watching Top Chef and Roger Cranor. I've been listening to B-Talk, and, you do a lot of, volleyball. You play
volleyball. I do actually play a lot of volleyball.
Sometimes I get bruised when I do that,
No. Like, your skin toughens up to it.
Yeah.
Like, even if, I don't know, I play in kind of a lower division, and when I play with the upper division,
recreational
too. Well, no, it's above recreational.
Oh.
It's
God, you're hardcore.
I am. Like, okay. I go to tournaments and stuff.
Right?
Actually, I went to a tournament in St. Louis last month, and we played a team from Dallas, and I hate them now. Hate.
Mm.
And I'll tell you why. Because
why?
There was this bearish guy on the other side of the net, and he kept woofing at me. While we were playing, he was trying to distract me, and it didn't distract me really. Except I thought he was like actually, interested or something.
Was he showing his nipple? And then woof.
He just kept every time we were across the net from each other, he'd be like woof woof, like multiple times, and I'd be like, that's flattering and everything, but whatever. I'm playing. Like, and then after the game, I was gonna go up and say hi to him. And talk to him, and he scurried off to his partner and wouldn't talk to me. And I was like, "Oh, you bitch!
You bitch!
You bitch!"
So what do? You just you just ignore him after that. Okay,
pretty much.
Oh,
I just
that's too
looked
bad.
At him with disdain.
Okay, let me ask you.
And then indifference.
What's gonna happen now with Shannon going to Bears on the Run? Because sometimes he goes out. And you end up doing the recording.
Oh.
What did that happen?
I'll tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to cry a lot. And no, when I record it and put it up right away, and I don't edit at all. So you're going to get uncut.
Yeah, you got uncut.
You like that. Okay. You're going to get raw, uncut.
Okay.
Versions of B-Talk, you know. And but the problem is my computer is a little older.
Okay.
I have a PowerBook G4, actually, but not the nice big one. I have the smaller one, and it just running.
You're not a size queen.
No.
Well, this is my partner, and he's a size queen. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
17 inches. I got to have 17 inches.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Now he's down to regular 15 inches. Oh. Or so. The new one he bought. So, yeah.
Yeah. He's trading up.
Yeah.
He's trading down.
He's trading down. 17
trading
was too
somewhere.
Much.
Oh.
He couldn't take the 17 all the time. So.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me about it. Yeah. I don't think I could either. I'm sorry. I was distracted.
You're distracted.
Well,
but
his partner's a size queen. You know what that means. So anyway.
Big gloves. Okay.
It means that I'm going to record, and hopefully the show will record on my computer. One time, the last time, we recorded a whole show and it didn't record.
Oh, wow.
Like, it stopped halfway
through. Are we recording? Yeah, we are.
And it was very traumatic, and I get very flustered and frustrated.
You need to get all back up like him and get you like this little personal walk around recorder thing. And
which we're not doing right now.
I know.
We're not
doing
right
now. So hopefully that's recording.
That's the only thing that's recording right now, so it's really scary.
So how many shows are you guys doing today? I've seen you here like for the last couple hours.
Cut it up a bit, probably two or three, something like that.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Plus, putting out live on the web for the ones that can see it when the internet allows. We're having packet problems.
I was talking. We're having problems with video because the hotel network connection. So
yeah, they've invested like $5 million into remodeling the hotel. Spent none of it on the internet connection.
Okay. And they also spent none of it on the air conditioning in my room.
Why? Wow,
several
sweaty?
People had that same
the
problem.
Air conditioning.
Yeah, it wasn't
terrible.
That very much working in
and
my
then
side
they've
too.
Also spent none of it on trash cans in my room. There are no trash cans in my room.
Oh, no.
So, like, now we have, like, this kind of pile on the bathroom floor of, like, tissues and Q-tips and, you know, the daily stuff.
Are you rooming with Brian?
I am rooming with Brian.
Okay, I want to meet Brian for
the longest
time. I like Brian.
Oh, really? I'll hook you up. Well, I can't say I'll hook you up with Brian.
Oh, yeah,
I
just want to meet
him. If you want his pimp, though, I can call him.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I hope he doesn't charge that much.
I can tell you what Maynard wants to do.
Brian, he doesn't charge much at all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you could. You could do that.
That's what Maynard wants to do.
You can rub his chest and belly.
Okay.
He gets off on that, you know.
Oh, okay.
That whole thing.
So, oh my God. So in the group right now. Oh, actually, Shannon. I was talking to Shannon. He called me up. I was on my way to Dallas. I was driving, and he called up, saying, "Hey, Maynard, are you online right now? Can you check our video?" Because he wants to check it. He's doing a Ustream video also. But I can't. I'm on my way to Dallas. I'm driving up, and then Shannon did a three way. Did a conference.
He does those all the time.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
he did a conference call with James from Florida, from American Bad Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Bear Zero. We're just talking about it, and James was on his way out also, and I was on my way out, so I don't know who watched for a while, but I'm sure
nobody
you guys are
did.
Have.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wait a second. You're here, and
here, and
Joel is sick.
Joel
right
is
now.
Sick.
And Kurt wasn't around, so who was he recording with? I think he was recording with...
Kurt wasn't around, really?
I think he was out that Thursday night.
Well, maybe we took a break this week. I don't know.
I haven't
Because
heard. You were here all along.
I was here. I was here Thursday. And I told him up front that I would be here. And Joel started getting sick about Tuesday. I think he was already feeling not so great. So I don't know. Honestly, I don't care. That show is shit without me. So why record if I'm not going to be there?
Oh, my God. Shannon's going to write you off. Oh, my God.
Here's the funny thing, though. Some people take that at face value and think I'm serious, and I'm not.
No, he's not.
Like,
Jason is really a nice guy.
I am.
He really is. Okay.
I'm really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
With the claws and everything. Okay. No, I just forgot we're just recording still.
I think it's really funny, though, being at an event like this and getting recognized. It's odd.
Mm-hmm.
It's really odd because somebody will come up to you and be like, "Hey, I know you." And you said this one time like 20 shows ago, and I want to like rebuttal it, or I want to tell you how bad you are, or how wrong you are, or.
That happened to me too. Somebody would ask. Yeah, somebody would ask. You said this. Oh my god, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, well, that happened to me for Louis because I said something about Asians being silly.
Oh yeah.
And I got this email. It's like, I'm a silly Asian. And I'm like, what? And then it's like, and so I had to go back and listen to the show. And I was like, oh,
must have been a drunk moment.
We gotta. Y'all know we're joking, but we're bullshitting most of the time.
Yeah, we're just having fun. This is podcasting, or you know, everybody just.
But Asians are silly.
Well, yeah.
I love that we don't stereotype anybody.
Yes, that's right. Okay. So, what was I gonna do this weekend? Did you do the pool party thing?
No. It was at a bathhouse, right? No, I don't.
No, that
do.
Was downstairs.
Oh, there's a bathhouse. Yeah, there's a one there.
Yesterday, the pool party. Was there a pool party
last night? Last night.
Oh no, I didn't know about it. Okay. Or, you know what? Actually, now that you're saying that.
He was busy.
No, I was drunk.
Oh, real I heard about that. What happened to the pictures?
Real busy.
Were you really drunk, or you passed out, or you just...
Okay, let me tell you my story of TBRU this year. Thursday, I got here. We went to the hospitality suite. I drank like 3 beers in 1 hour, 3 of those mojito.
Oh yeah, I saw those.
And they're super sweet, and I had an empty stomach because I hadn't eaten since breakfast, and it was like 10 at night. I was drunk. I made somebody take me to Whataburger, and I ate, and then I was a lot better, and then I got really drunk, and that was Thursday. Then Friday, I get up, and on Friday, we go and get alcohol. To bring back to the room because the hospitality suite doesn't open till whenever. So, because we're going to go sit by the pool during the afternoon. So, we go sit by the pool. We're drinking. We're having a good time. Uh-huh. And I proceed to get drunk again.
Okay.
And so, by 5 o'clock, I was really drunk. And then by 7 o'clock, I actually was passed out. And
who took pictures?
That would be my loving roommate, Brian.
Oh, okay. I want to see those pictures.
So he's the one we got a bribe.
Brian took pictures. And they were very unflattering. Evidently, I took my what's going on?
What's that? An announcement, just to let you know.
Okay.
It's gonna be overhead.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Are we going to pause? I guess we're going to pause.
Oh,
they're
going to
pause. Okay, we can pause. Hold on. Hello.
I think I met him before.
Romero.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Speaking of
Are
uncut.
We back on?
We're back
Speaking of uncut.
Speaking of uncut.
We are back.
As he turns around and looks at us.
We are back.
We're back.
All right.
And y'all missed the great announcement. Everybody's going to the spa. To the spa
to
here.
The Wet and Woolly.
Wet and Woolly.
Wet and Woolly.
Why aren't you there? Don't you want to go to that? To
the they got one bus going, one bus coming back. What, 100? With 200 holes to fill, so.
Oh, wow. With 200 holes to fill. And only 100 tools to fill them. So everyone's going to be real busy.
That's right.
That's what I say.
Wet and Woolly.
What was I in the middle of? I was in the middle of a story, and I don't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah, we got distracted.
You were talking about Joel being sick, and then we were going somewhere from that. Oh, we're talking about you being drunk.
Being drunk.
Oh, right. So last night, I got drunk. I was passed out by 7. And then bad pictures ensued, which hopefully never will see the light of day.
Unless
I have
Brian.
A political career. And then I'm sure they'll come out in the wash. And, they were really not great pictures.
Were you naked or something?
Yes.
That's why.
And I fell asleep or went to bed. And then I woke up partway through, and I went and went to the bathroom, and then brought my computer back to bed and my phone. And so there's this picture of me clutching onto my phone, passed out with the computer next to me.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't know.
You never know.
That's what mojitos do to you.
That's what mojitos do.
Okay,
it's all the mint.
Yesterday it was vodka. Citron.
Oh, okay.
Absolute Citron. Okay. So evidently that's what Absolute Citron does to me.
Yeah.
It makes me want to chat.
Are you going to Bear Pride this year?
I am going to Bear Pride this year.
Okay.
Yep. I think it's going to be a great time. I went last
year.
I
wanted to go.
It was maybe the most fun event I've been to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about good news about it.
But it's just like the city of Chicago has a lot to offer, and there's lots of hot guys. And with Bear Pride and IML happening at the same time, you like walk down the street and you see
guys
gays everywhere.
Uh-huh.
It's like one big gay city.
Do you have to pay still? Through IML. Do you have to pay to go inside to see?
You pay a donation to go in to the market, to the leather market. And it's like a nominal, it's like $5 or something.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I've never been to that before.
You know what's funny about it is every year I go, and, you know, with the, like, oh, it's the leather market. It's going to be exciting and fun. And, I've been there so many times, there's not much that shocks me anymore, and mm-hmm. that's a little disconcerting.
Yeah.
When you get to the leather market and you're like,
when you're at the
oh, there's somebody getting fisted. Oh, there's a fisting machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I've seen that before.
Channel would love that.
Or what else did I see? The thing that surprised me this last year was there was this rosebud pump.
Oh.
And it was so gross. That's like, it has to be really shocking to like phase you if you've been there multiple
times. So you pay an amount or you donate an amount just to be shocked.
Right, to go in and you
think
sign
it takes
a waiver.
Hours to go through.
If you wanted to go through in entirety, it probably would take a couple hours. Yeah.
Okay. Who would go? I mean, you usually go. I don't think Shannon's going to go this year. I think he's too busy.
He's on the fence.
Oh, okay.
Kurt's on the fence. Joel's on the fence.
Oh, okay.
So I'm basically the event goer.
Oh, okay.
So you got off the pole.
But I'm also the single one. So I don't know if that's like a direct proportional relationship. But I mean, it's a lot easier to go to an event when you're single.
See, I want to go, but it's the weekend after Bear Watch, so it's kind of
right.
Weird.
Yes, you were doing Bear Watch, and that's gives a tone.
I saw those T-shirts. They're cool.
Oh, thank you.
I like them a lot.
Yes, and I'm trying to remember the guy, the name did the artwork, because he's from Seattle, and I knew his name, and for the life of me, Patrick walked off, and I can't get it. So.
Yeah.
But he did the artwork, and it's very incredible. So.
Okay. It's really good.
Well, I really appreciate you coming.
Well, thanks for having me.
Joining us. This is fun. It's always fun.
I'm off to the live journal meet and greet, which is downstairs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I should be joining that, too.
Yeah.
Probably later, yeah, when I'm done. I mean, I'm sure they're still there, so I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be lingering, you know. You know how chatty those live journal people get.
All right, so thank you.
I should say we live journal people get.
Yeah.
Well, thanks
thank
for having
much.
Me.
Okay, good to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Good to meet you, too.
All right. Bye.
And okay, guys, we're here with the guys from Show Your Shirts. And that's ebearshome.com. And these guys have graciously donated us bear podcasts and t-shirts.
I like this shirt. It says, you know, a definition of a bear, a hairy, sometimes overweight man. It's got a definition.
It's only sometimes overweight.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
Kuma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Being a bear is all about attitude.
But where are you guys housed out of? Where are y'all from?
We are based here in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
This is actually our first bear event that we've actually done anything at, and it's been amazing.
Well, cool. So y'all just getting the company started and everything?
We started in December, and our website's up, and we're going pretty strong. We're excited.
Well, cool. Glad to have y'all here.
What made you start it?
It was a crazy idea about my tattoo in the back.
Oh, it looks like that.
Yeah.
Oh. Now it's a shirt. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. One of our other ideas that was really important to us is that we want to be able to have bear stuff that we can wear out in public also.
Every day, everywhere.
If I take my grandmother to the doctor's appointment, I can wear the shirt to the doctor's appointment. She won't feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And we also want to be a little bit cheaper. Most t-shirts run about $20, $25 if you go out there and look online. And we tried to bring our price point down on the t-shirts and the cap, so we'd be a little bit more competitive.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Because we always like reasonable price stuff. So.
And, you know, honestly, it just because we're a specialty market doesn't mean that it has to be expensive.
Expensive, true.
Yeah, especially for oversized t-shirts, we don't make any extra charges,
yes. And actually, I think you said the complaint was you didn't have enough smaller sizes.
Believe it or not.
All the chasers wanted a t-shirt, folks, believe it or not.
Yes, I think we only have like two or three mediums left. So I've already made a call to the printer, and we're getting some more made up now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, cool.
So, Elias, where are you from? Because you're definitely not from Dallas.
No, I'm not from here. I'm from the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Dominican
nice.
Republic. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know some people from Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Also.
I'm living an eternal summer, nothing even close like the weather you have.
Know.
Eternal summer.
But I'm happy to be here. Yeah.
So you're ready for the snow, Sunday.
It's going to be snowing on Sunday.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Not really.
Oh, my gosh. So where else are you guys going to travel? And right now, this is your first, and you plan to do another vendor fair somewhere else?
All bear activities. Email us. ebearshome.com. There's a link there to email us. We are trying to get, honestly, we want to at least advertise in every bear activity this year.
Yeah.
If not advertised, we're going to try to go to a few more. Being this is our home, we started here. We knew the people. I'm a part of the Dallas Bears, and I knew the great work they do here, and that's also important to us, giving back to charity. And so we knew being a part of this group, we'd be able to do that. And we're looking forward to going to other places so we can do that too.
Cool. Well, maybe awesome. You guys can come down to Bear Watch since it's kind of close.
You know, we're looking for it.
We're looking forward to it.
And have you met Patrick yet?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I met him earlier, and we're definitely going to try to come down.
All right, cool. Sweet. So, well, okay. Thank you guys for coming out.
And no, thank you for having us.
And thank you for the shirts. Thank you.
Woohoo. Okay. Everybody go order some t-shirts.
ebearshome.com.
ebearshome.com. All right. It was good having Jason from B-Talk and Stephen and Elias from ebearshome.com. Yeah, it's great to have them on the show. Okay, if you guys go to ebearshome.com to order your shirts, you can get 10% discount and free shipping if you put Bear Podcast in the comments when you order. So yeah, one word, Bear Podcast. Yeah, 10% discount. And free shipping. Can't beat that. Okay, so before I wrap this up, I'd like to talk about something. In the beginning of the show, you always hear the intro music. It's actually a song called Yugyugana by P.O.T. It's a Philippine band, Philippine rock band, back in 97. They're actually friends of mine. And one of the members there, the vocalist, Carl Roy, he suffered from a couple of strokes. He's got the heart problem, I think, and they're doing a benefit for him. But this is in Manila. I don't know how anyone around here or maybe people in the Philippines can help out. There's a benefit concert for him, with the artists. The artists who are playing are Razorback, Sandwich, Chuan. I hope I said that right. Sugar Free, Mayonnaise, DRT, Playphonics, and many more. There are a lot of bands. It's a benefit concert on March 28th at the Music Museum, Green Hills. Yeah, I've been there before. In Green Hills, Pasig. Okay, it said here, we are doing a benefit show. Proceeds will go to the treatment of Carl Roy. Okay, so Music Museum tickets are 300 pesos. So actually, shout out to PJ. And because he's the one who told me about it, so thanks PJ for letting me know. And what else? Freddie Freeman and Michael West will be joining me in the next episode 195. So stay tuned for that. And they're preparing for their concert this coming weekend. It's at Timberfell. So for more info, go to bearpalooza.com. And also, if you want to, book a campsite, go to timberfell.com. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. And if you have any comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com. Visit the website www.bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes, and please leave us a review. Also, episode 200 is coming up, guys, so send in your emails, and especially your voicemails. We'll play it in the 200th episode. That's 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2222.
2327. Yeah, we'll play it in the show. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Almost forgot. Okay, thank you guys for joining us, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode. And whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Test one, test two, fellatio.
Audio
fellatio. Is the video going?
Yes.
It's scaring me.